Many hearts are broken right now. Perhaps your heartbreak is from a broken relationship. I'm sorry. That's an unbelievably excruciating pain that is often written off as something girly, but no, it's a very real grief. Unbelievably difficult. Many of us have broken hearts because of the situation in our country and the way people are treating each other. I am in that number. The way we're talking to each other, the ways we're choosing to be together during this time of stress, it is not reflecting well upon us. Although these are different kinds of heartbreak, if you are experiencing this, however you would define heartbreak, here are a few things that might be helpful. And P.S., like 7 or 8 years ago, I wrote a whole book about this called The Wisdom of a Broken Heart, which was my attempt to reckon with this excruciating opening. The first thing I want to say about it is that in the Buddhist tradition that I have been trained in, the primary quality of a spiritual warrior is said to be heartbreak, a broken heart, and that a warrior, someone who's attempting to do good in this world, without a broken heart, is untrustworthy. So that is something very powerful to contemplate. Again, I contemplated it so much, I wrote a whole book about it because I found it so extraordinary. That says there's something powerful going on in the heartbreak. It is not just a problem to be gotten through, although it certainly is. But when your heart is broken, you are in a different world. And when we're in a different world, i.e. in a situation that we cannot game, we can't game it, nothing works, the pain is still there. In spiritual tradition, that is considered a fortunate experience. Thanks a lot, spiritual wisdom traditions, for telling me that what makes me feel the most horrible has the potential to be the most liberating. Who designed this? I do not know. Rhetorical question. So when you're in a situation you can't game, you've gone through all of your strategies and tactics, and there's nothing that works, well, then what are you left with? You're left with this beating, open, tender, raw heart. There's no way to manage it. And in fact, the more we try to manage it, the louder it gets. And my opinion about the great spiritual teachers, and I actually have known a couple, real ones, what I think is true about them is that their hearts are truly broken, broken open. However, unlike me, who tries to close it when it seems dangerous and open it when it seems safe, they have somehow found a way to stabilize in the open state. So in other words, the heartbreak is the truth. And when your heart is broken, and if this is true of you, I'm sure you will understand what I'm talking about, you can feel everything. You feel other people's sorrow in your own heart, and their joy touches you too. Suddenly, your heart is as big as the world. You know, without doubt, that the only thing that matters is love. That's it. Whatever else you thought you were trying to do with your life, when your heart is broken, you see that there's actually only one or two things that really, really matter. And now you know what they are. So your priorities come into super sharp focus. You see reality clearly. So in the Buddhist tradition, when you can feel everyone's feelings in your own heart, when you are committed to love as the highest priority, which I know sounds cheesy, but it is not, and when you know that there is only one priority, and that is to be there for and with each other, in the Buddhist tradition, that is called a bodhisattva, an awakened being, one who is here to be of benefit to this world. So that's what bodhisattvas do, apparently. They feel everything. They know. They're not fooled by other attractions. They know that love and connection are actually the only things that matter. Never fooled. And they are able to prioritize that and not put it somewhere on the to-do list. When your heart is broken, you are pushed unwillingly, unwittingly, unknowingly into the shoes of the bodhisattva. So now you stand in them. Now what do you do? Well, luckily, there are countless spiritual teachings on what to do. And one of those teachings said, stabilize your mind through the practice of meditation. Because when your heart is broken, for whatever reason, it can feel like your own mind attacks you. What about this? And what about that? And if this happened, why did I say this? And I shouldn't have gone there. And you can't stop. Even when you're asleep, it's going blah, blah, blah. So the first step is, let's introduce a note of space in the inner terrain. And that introduction is called meditation.